Flowers in my hair. I wasn't born too late because I was a hippie and a punk rocker, and I still am a hippie and a punk rocker. Bonsoir et bienvenue. Ah, I wish I was a punk rocker. Show number 42. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Peter. Good evening, everybody on Radio Vassivière.
Bonsoir tout le monde, oui.
It's time for English lessons.
English lessons. If you speak like me, nobody in England will understand you unless you can't go to London. Then they might understand you. We're going to start tonight with a song because it's been such a beautiful sunny day and Kevin's looking very tanned and luscious. Right. He's looking tanned and luscious.
You too.
Thank you very much. So we're going to start the evening with a song by my favourite singer of all time, Bruce Springsteen, which is called Waiting on a Sunny Day. We don't have to wait anymore because it is sunny today. Allez, on y va!
Cloud in the sky must have been a tearful.
a nice mellow summer song to start the show with.
Yeah,
to,
perfect.
To celebrate the Ascension Day holiday.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on holiday today, right? So you're probably, everybody's out there doing barbecues, drinking beer.
Doing some ride bike,
riding a bike. Some people ride bikes. Yeah. Today I did. I rode my bike and I did 93 kilometers.
Yeah.
But there is somebody else who did 92.3.
Yeah.
And that what they did was they put the radio station in Ussel.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome, yes. Ussel.
Voilà, maintenant Radio Vassivière émet sur Ussel 92.3 FM.
Oui.
Voilà. Donc on est aussi en Corrèze. We are also in Corrèze.
Oui. It's perfect because I have been to Meymac today.
Yeah.
It's close, isn't it? It's close.
Yeah.
And
it's on the way.
To the top of Mont Bessou. I didn't ride the bike up the tower though.
Yeah, because it's 2 hours.
The steps are just really hard to do on the bike. Okay, now, this is a punk rock show. Well, it's not a punk rock show. Well, it is a punk rock show.
It's a sunny punk rock show.
Yeah, it's a punk rock show where you can play whatever, we can play whatever we like, whether it's punk rock or not, because that's punk rock for you. Do whatever you like. So, now, a punk rock record. A record I have played before, but it's my favourite one by the Sex Pistols.
Everybody knows that you're a fan of the Sex Pistols.
I love the Sex Pistols, but they only did about 10 or 12 great records, and then they were gone.
Yeah.
So this is one of their great records. I did you no wrong. Sex Pistols, I did you no wrong. He had three singing lessons with the same singing teacher that I went to. I went to her for a lot of lessons and then learned how to become a teacher and became a singing teacher. He went for 3 singing lessons. And he used to go in there, and on his 3 singing lessons, he went in and he just said, she said, what are you doing here? You're not singing. He said, I don't want to sing. She said, well, what are you doing here then? This is Tona Debrett, who's the singing teacher, famous singing teacher in England. She said, what are you doing here then? He said, Malcolm sent me. So I'm going to sit here and do nothing until the hour's up, and then I'm going to go home. Which we could kind of tell in the record, although I love his vocal style. So we come now to Kevin's first record for the evening. Yay! It's the Kevin slot. Kevin, what are you going to play for us first?
Yeah, for the first record, I choose a song for the sun. It's Violent Femmes.
Yes.
How did you call this band? Violent Femmes?
Femmes.
Femmes, yeah. Okay. And it's we will listen to the well-known track Blister in the Sun from the first record released in 1983. And it's a well-known band, a kind of folk punk band, we say.
Yeah, I don't know this track, but I'm looking forward to hearing it because
I'm sure
I know
that
the band,
you know.
But I probably recognize it. Yeah.
Yes, sure, you will recognize it. And this band is led by Brian Ritchie,
who
is a well-known guy.
Never heard of him.
Yes, it's time to sing along on
Blister in the Sun. Blister in the Sun, yeah. I know that record.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great record, great summer record, really good record. I'm going to play you something now that I played before.
You wanted to play before,
yeah.
But
then we ran out of time, and I listened to the show the following Tuesday when the show is repeated. I listened to it, and it got to the end, and it was like, gone, half the song.
Yeah.
Can't have that. Poor Joe Jackson. Joe rang me up and complained.
Yeah, with this crazy face.
His crazy face that he's done now, when he's had all this plastic surgery. Yeah. Why would you do that to yourself, Joe? So this is Joe Jackson with a song about the Sunday papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sits at home and rolls her Why should she go out when the TV's on? Whatever moves beyond these walls, she'll know the facts when Sunday comes along. If you wanna know about the mad punk rockers, if you wanna know how to play guitar, if you wanna know about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers.
Joe Jackson. That's a very good track by Joe Jackson. And now we come to the cheese slot, the espace de fromage.
The moment, maybe.
The moment of cheese.
Yeah.
Le moment de fromage.
Le moment de fromage.
Oui. We seem to have quite a Sex Pistols show tonight.
Yeah.
We've got some more stuff that from the film Who... No, this is the song called Who Killed Bambi. But the film was called The Great Rock and Roll Swindle.
Yeah, Grande Escroquerie du Rock and Roll en français. Because there is a translation of the name, and I think there is a kind of French version with French speaking.
Okay.
La Grande Escroquerie du Rock and Roll, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle.
Oui, and I'd like to see the French version of it, because it would probably be mental.
Yeah, it's the same, it's just with French speaking.
The original film was mental.
Yeah, I have it, but with no subtitles. I don't think that I understand all the jokes.
Oh, yeah. So you have the English version.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've watched the whole film. I've watched bits of it because I was still really cross that the Sex Pistols had split up.
Yeah.
And that Malcolm McLaren was still calling it the Sex Pistols when Johnny Rotten wasn't in it.
Yeah.
So therefore, as far as I was concerned, it couldn't be the Sex Pistols. Anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
The cheese slot.
The cheese slot. Who is the band who sing this
Who Killed Bambi? It's Ten Pole Tudor.
And who is it?
Ten Pole Tudor. I don't know much about Ten Pole Tudor, except he was a slight, as you can hear from his singing.
Yeah.
He's quite a quirky character. Yeah. You know, slightly weird.
Yeah.
And he also, the reason he was called Ten Pole is because Ten Pole means very, very tall. So he was 195, perhaps. Let me think. What's that? No, more than that. 2 meters tall. So very tall, very skinny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 10-pole Tudor, who killed Bambi? Edward Pole Tudor?
Edward, yeah.
Edward Pole Tudor, otherwise known as 10-Pole Tudor, with his very bonkers version.
Yeah.
Of Who Killed Bambi? Who Killed
Bamboy?
Bamboy.
And who killed Bambi?
Yeah, I mean, you know, who did kill Bambi? Was Bambi even killed?
Yeah.
In the film, it was the Disney film, wasn't it? Bambi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did someone kill it?
No.
Because I never saw the film.
His mother died, but...
Not him. Bambi was all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he still alive today? Maybe he moved to the cruise.
Maybe. Sure, because we see a lot of Bambi.
I saw him. I saw him today, in fact. Yeah.
When he was riding my bike,
dashed across the road, along with an enormous hare.
Yeah.
What do you call them here? Hares.
Like
rabbits.
Hares. Oreille.
Oreille. Enormous. An array, a grand array. Huge. I could have had it for my supper. And now, Kevin, number two. Kevin, what is it, Kevin?
Yeah, now it's an American garage band, psychedelic garage band from the 60s. It's the band Zachary Sax.
Okay.
Zachary Sax.
Sax.
And the track is called Bad Girl. It's from 1966, and it's a track that I listened in the third volume of the Nuggets compilation.
Uh-huh.
Because in the 90s, Recordisc released a box set of the Nuggets compilation with the first volume of the compilation with the first now with well known.
Yeah,
and three others, and it's crazy. I think it's
what's the song about?
I don't know
it's
what
about
it's
a bad
about.
Girl by any chance.
It's about bad girl, but it's a kind of proto-punk, you know. It's a garage punk from the 60s, and it's one of my favorite. And it's a band from the Texas. I think that in the 60s there is a lot of great bands in the Texas, like the 13 Floor Elevators and Red Crayola.
Yeah.
And this one is perfect. It's Bad Girl. We see. Sure, you will love it.
Good.
And you two people, Radio
people of Radio Vassivier and Carrez.
Carrez in Ussel, yeah.
Right.
From the 60s, a American garage band, a psychedelic garage band.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very punk psychedelic.
Brilliant. I mean, that's brilliant. We'll play some more of them, won't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Okay, now to somebody else from the 60s. This is from the 60s, anyway. And again, slightly psychedelic and weird and mad, but in a very kind of hit sound, very big hit sound of Life on Mars. This is for my wife Emma, who loves this song. This is David Bowie, Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow.
that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show? Is there life on
Monsieur Bowie, Life on Mars. Good line in there. One of my favourite lines from the song is, take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. And we've been talking about protests, demonstrations, manifestations?
Yes, yeah. Demonstration in English.
Demonstration, yeah. So you demonstrate against something. Yeah. So in England we had in the... I think it was the 90s. My history is fuzzy. My memory is fuzzy. A demonstration against the poll tax, which was...
There is a track by a band called The Exploited.
Yes, yes.
About the poll tax.
Yes, there were lots of different tracks by different bands about the poll tax, and there were big riots in London about it. And actually, it was one of Margaret Thatcher's big policies, and she took it away because so many people were angry about it. They might have killed her, I think. Turned up at Downing Street and hung her from a lamppost. The next song is also a protest song. It's by Patti Smith. Now, it's called Rock and Roll Nigger. Now, nigger is not a word that white people are supposed to use these days because of political correctness. But Patti Smith thought that the word... She self-identifies as a nigger in the song.
Yes.
But she's using it as meaning a rebellious and honourable outsider, someone who's looking on the outside, looking in and saying, this is fucked up, man. We don't want this stuff like the poll tax or whatever it is that we're standing around and saying we don't want. And it's kind of continuing the tradition of Norman Mailer, his idea of the white Negro adopting black culture to express things that we think our culture won't allow, and rejecting the oppression of the ruling class of white culture. So, Patti Smith, Rock and Roll Nigger.
Crazy and sleepy Comanche lies beneath this netting of skin. I wake up, I am lying peacefully. I'm lying peaceful and my knees are open to the sun. I desire him. He is absolute and ready to seize me. And in heart, I am Muslim. In heart, I am an American.
Anyway. this harm also makes further. Blessed is the grass and herb in the tree of thorn and light.
Was Patti Smith and Rock and Roll Nigger. And now it's time for Kevin's chanson numéro 3.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Yes, it's time to listen to an American band, but Patti Smith is American.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's one of my favorite band.
Oh, Ministry.
Ministry, yes. Uh-huh. And it's a track from the first record with the new wave record, synthetic pop, of this band, because Ministry is an American band who are well known because they are kind of inventors of the industrial metal scene.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the first record was a kind of Depeche Mode pop.
What year was it?
Yeah.
80s?
Yeah, it was released in 1983.
Right.
And the second record was something more harder, more industrial in 1986. And after, the third record is a kind of heavy hard rock with some electronic stuff.
The fourth record was a really, really soft pop record, wasn't it?
No.
No?
The
okay. Four,
the fourth is harder and harder.
And harder and
now
harder.
The lead singer is crazy. He look like an extraterrestrial, E.T. and an alien. He's really weird. And this track, I think it's a kind of tribute to a Chicago band because Ministry from Chicago is from Chicago. A punk band called the F.I.G.s, and we have to listen to this track. Yeah. It's called F.I.G. I'm Not. It's I'm
Effigy,
not.
Effigy, for people listening. Effigy. I'm not an.
I'm not an F.I.G.
Effigy.
Run up.
was a very nice record, Kevin. Depeche Mode on metal drugs. On heavy metal drugs.
Yes.
Yes. But
sure.
Depeche Mode are quite heavy as well, but...
Yeah. Some stuff of Depeche Mode are very heavy.
Yeah. But I like that. It's cool.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play something now by a man called Linton Kwesi Johnson.
Nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
You don't with the track before.
No, nothing to do with the track before, no. You've never heard of Linton Kwesi Johnson, no? He's a Jamaican guy. I think he moved here when he was about 9 or 10, I think, in the 60s. And his mother was living here, had moved here and was working, so he came and lived here as well. And he did a lot of stuff at the punk gigs happening in the 70s. It was poetry, mostly poetry. A lot of it was protest poetry, but he's become quite a kind, in England, he's become kind of quite revered, quite famous, not just in the punk and alternative community, but in general, because he's viewed as a product of multicultural Britain.
Maybe he writes some books?
Yeah, I mean, he's written some poetry books for sure. I'm not sure about books, but poetry books for sure. This track is... the other thing was he went to school in Tulse Hill in Lambeth. I lived in Lambeth. So, that's just why I say that. this is a track called England is a Bitch. Now, he's doing his poetry, and it's about moving to England, being Jamaican in England, and the trouble with the police, and trouble getting a job, and trouble earning any money in the job you've got. And it's got a nice dub reggae thing going on behind his poetry. So... Linton Kwesi Johnson, England is a bitch.
England is a bitch, 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 bitch. England is a bitch, bitch, bitch. When me just come to London town, me used to work on the underground. But working on the underground, you don't get to know your way around. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. There's no running away from it. Me get a little job in a big hotel, and after a while me was doing quite well. Them start me off as a dishwasher, but when me take a stop, me no turn clock watcher. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. Nobody try fi hide from it. When them give you the little weird pocket, force them rabbit with them big tax racket. You have to struggle fi make ends meet. And when you go to your bed, you just can't sleep. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch for true. And no lie me, I tell a true. Me used to work big bitch when it cold no bitch. Me did strong like a mule, but why me did fool? Then after a while, me just stopped the overtime. Then after a while, me just put on me tool. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. You have to know how to survive in it. Well, me do day work and me do night work. Me do clean work and me do dirty work. Them say that black man is very lazy, but if you see how me walk, you would have said me crazy. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. You better face up to it. Them have a little factory up in a broccoli. In a this year factory, all them do is pack crack. For the last 15 years, them get me labor. Now after 15 years, fall out of favor. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch. There's no running away from it. Me know say them have work. Work in abundance, yet still, they make me redundant.
Now at 55, me getting quite old. Yet still, them send me figure draw a door. England is a bitch. There's no escaping it. England is a bitch for true. Is where we are got to about it.
Yay, Lyndon Kwesi Johnson. England is a bitch. Bitch as in dog, as in an insult. So it's not a good thing. It's not the beach.
It's not the beach.
Lake de Vassivier, or the beach at Brighton. It's the bitch as in Margaret Thatcher. Now we have Kevin's song number 4. Tell us what it is, Kevin. Tell us.
It's another track from the movie The Great Work on World Thunder. Yes. And it's a French track for today. It's a French version of Anarchy in the UK.
Oui.
In French, it's Anarchie pour Lucas. It's a play because it's a literal translation. Yeah. It's not Anarchie pour le Royaume-Uni. It's just a kind of joke.
Yes.
And it's when in the movie they go to Paris and see a guy with an accordion playing this track, and it's fun. It's the French version of the track, and
it's by Jerzimi.
Jerzimi, yes.
Okay,
but I think it's a no-known guy.
Okay,
yes, never heard after. Never. Maybe it's a nickname.
Yes.
Yes, Anarchie pour Lucas.
Moi je suis l'antéchrist, moi je suis l'anarchiste, je sais pas ce que je veux mais je l'aurai, je vais semer la terreur dans la rue, car moi je veux l'anarchie. Anarchie pour Lucas, ça y est presque déjà. Désunis le Royaume-Uni avec ses rêves de prise unique. Oui, moi je veux. L'anarchie. Le temps de la city c'est fini. Bon pour y arriver, je prends le meilleur et aussi le reste, je me sers de mes ennemis, je me sers aussi de l'anarchie, car moi je veux l'anarchie, et c'est la seule façon d'être. C'est le MPLA ou bien encore l'UDA, ou alors c'est peut-être l'IRA. Moi je pensais que c'était UCA. Ouh, un autre pays. On a tous nos bidonvilles. Moi, je suis l'anarchie.
l'anarchie. Et vive l'anarchie. Dis-moi, je veux être anarchiste et être sous à en crever.
I think I might like that version, well, as much as I like the original version.
Why?
It's just so anarchy.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, the accordion. And when I got to France and I was listening to the radio and I heard the accordion, I seemed to hear a lot of accordion on the radio. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, the music here. And then I discovered Radio Bassivière. I said, oh, okay, good.
It's yeah. Okay. Okay.
But that is like a marriage of traditional accordion along with a really anarchic song and a really anarchic approach to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And also a joke for the movie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
In a way, it's a punk.
It's got huge humour.
Yeah.
A lot of humour in it, and still it's got an edge. Well, like a bit of edge. And so we come to the final track.
Oh,
La chanson finale.
Yeah.
They're crying, especially in Ussel, because they just discovered the show. And they go, oh my God, that show's great. Why isn't it on every night of the week?
I wish I was a punk rocker. Fun.
But we're not going to end with a punk rock song. We're going to end with a song by a man called Desmond Dekker and his band, The Aces, which came out in 1969. It was the first ska number one in Britain. And one of the first big hits of ska in America. And so we say au revoir.
Au revoir.
And this is Desmond Dekker and the Aces and the Israelites.
À la bientôt.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites, sir.